Topic 8.7 is to explain how the nervous systems of organisms can cause effectors to respond, as exemplified by pupil dilation and contraction. So the iris is an effector. It's a muscle. It responds to differing light levels, interest, sexual excitement, certain drugs, possibly all of the above. Whatever floats your boat, honestly, at this stage. The amount of light reaching the retina is controlled by the iris. We have antagonistic muscle pairs, which you should remember from topic 7, the circular muscles and radial muscles. In bright light, the circular muscle is contracted, which decreases the size of the pupil and therefore the amount of light reaching the retina. In dim light, the radial muscle is contracted, which increases the size of the pupil and therefore increases the amount of light reaching the retina. So just as a quick aside, at some point if you're studying medicine, you'll have to learn the 12 cranial nerves. What we're looking at is the optic nerve and the oculomotor nerve. The optic nerve is a sensory neuron. The oculomotor nerve is, as you might imagine, a motor nerve. So the pupillary response, the contraction and relaxation of the iris, is a little more complex than a straightforward reflex arc. The light on the retina triggers the impulses to the brain by the optic nerve. Brighter light results in a higher frequency of action potentials. Okay, this is the summation of the potentials. The oculomotor nerve is one of the parasympathetic nerves, so it's involved in the rest and digest activity. You should remember that from your topic 7. So, you know, just to summarise, you shine a bright light in someone's face. The light is detected by the rod cells in the retina. An action potential is generated as the retina cells bleach. And the action potential goes to the brain, to the optic or optical cortex. An impulse is generated back down the oculomotor nerve to the eye, causing the contraction, the response of the effectors, the iris muscles. And just remember your stimulus, receptor, sensory neuron, relay neuron or control, motor neuron, effector, response. That's your reflex arc. You should remember that from GCSE.